talking about the Birei Halacha on page Kuflamadalin. So holding by the Birei Halacha, Afilu Ba'odeh Reseach. So we're saying if it wasn't fully cooked, it's Shach Bishul, it was only cooked Kamach Ben Drusoy, even though it's still hot. So he says, Kenodas Aram Batur. Toys is mashma that once it's cooked to the point that halachically it's edible, it's not called bishul. Heating it more and then cooking it more. That's a big kiddush, right?
Yeah,
it sounds
very.
So this shita that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's bishul after Mechel Ben Drusoy, which we sort of assume, he says most Rishonim argue on it. Ramban, Bechidusha, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashba, Rosh, Ran, Meiri, Kula Poskim, Nekimash, Nisbashel, Kamechel Ben Drusoy, Shuv, Ein, Bo Mishum, Bishul, Mutal, Lachzer, Bishabas, the son of Gorf, Minacholim. So they all say, a major chevel of Rishonim over here are saying, "Ein bishul achabishul." So once it's considered halachically cooked, it's not called bishul anymore. And that's what "ein bishul achabishul" means. So why is the Shulchan Aruch just ignoring that shita and just passing like the Rambam? Then he starts proving that other Rishonim hold like the Rambam as well. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch is going to be machmir and pass like the Rambam. Now, turn to the next page. Okay, all the way down towards the end of that Birei Halacha, like, so it's about three lines up from the end. So there's a data with him. Kamokam near the b'di'evid im hichzer yisuk hakder b'mokam cham. So a lot of you have to machmir like the Rambam and say that yesh bishul achar bishul, and that even though it's cooked to Mechel Ben Drusoy, there is bishul to continue to cook it further. But in the case of the b'di'evid, if he was machzer, it's something which is not fully cooked onto the taner. Taner gorf, otherwise you get involved in the chazara problems. So unless you're tapsha b'di'evid. So then, b'di'evad the mice you can't ask for the food. Why? Because the kosher primagadam b'sif katan yud. Because yesh selfik plukta yahavi bishul ain lesser b'zeh b'di'evad. Even though we have a rule of mice and Shabbos becomes osur, that's only if there's not. It's not a machlokas b'sharnim. But here it's a machlokas b'sharnim. Many b'sharnim hold that this is mutter. So you can't say b'di'evad it's osur. So the isur the rabbanon of mice and Shabbos in the b'di'evad we're going to be matter. The isur the rabbanon of mice and Shabbos because it's selfik the rabbanon and selfik the rabbanon lekula we're going to be matter that. Okay, so that's the first section of the Sif, which deals with the din of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Yavesh, which is fully cooked. Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Yavesh, which is not fully cooked. Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach in all situations. Okay, so that's the first part. Now the next part deals with we're saying that there's normally Iri Klisheni is not mavashal, so there's not an isur b'chlal and iri klisheni, with exception of this milech hayoshen and this dag kol kliyus hispanin. They only need a little bit of bishul. The chosin is gemar malachtan. So that's the next section, and we'll leave that for after tomorrow.